Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And it is award season. And the hits just keep on coming. No pun intended from that Oscar event with Will Smith. But because of that Oscar event with Will Smith that we're not going to talk about right here, that kind of overshadowed the other awards, which is the Grammys. Yes. And right now, the pressing question from the Grammys is, how could Louis C.K. win Best Comedy Award at the Grammys? I thought he was supposed to be canceled. And that goes back to my famous topic that I like to always touch on. I like to keep on making this point. Now I'll make it again. That's because cancel culture ain't real, guys. Not real. Made up. A figment of y'all imagination. Just a new buzzword to get everybody worked up. How can a man that was canceled win Best Comedy Award, Best Comedy Album Award at the Grammys? How? I thought he was canceled. Not supposed to be working, right? But somehow won this award. And that is because cancel culture is not real. I keep telling y'all this. I don't know how long I gotta beat this drum. Y'all keep falling for these buzzwords. But in application, there is no real way you can cancel a person. All right. There's no real way the public in general can cancel a person. Now, we have rare examples of people being canceled. The number one case point is Colin Kaepernick. But we as a public did not cancel him. A system canceled him. The NFL is a private organization, and those private owners all decided that, yo, we don't want this guy in our league. So that's the closest thing to a cancellation you can probably give me. But in all honesty, I wouldn't even call that a cancellation. I would call that some people who just don't want a guy to work for their organization. Because if that's the case, every time I go for a job interview for a job I was previously fired from, if they don't hire me back, then I can say I was canceled. Yeah. That's right. Sony Music canceled me. How dare you? I mean, I was on a freelance contract, but y'all didn't hire me again. You canceled me. I need to be doing more soundtracks. How dare you, Sony Music, cancel me? No, there's no such thing as cancellation, guys. There's consequences and repercussions for your actions. All your actions, you're going to have to stand on them. And in the case of Louis C.K., if you all recall, in 2017, the man admitted to masturbating in front of a lot of people in the workplace, over the phone, being a real creep. And because of that, a lot of companies did not want to work with him. And generally didn't want to work with him because, once again, your reputation follows you. Right? So what did Louis C.K. do? He did the work. He did the groundwork. He kept a low profile, went back and worked on his craft. During his 2 or 3 years between now, dude went in the lab, started writing some jokes, started doing comedy shows, did some live shows, made an album. The album was funny, and he got an award. You gotta do the work, dude. You literally have to do the work. And when it comes to this quote-unquote cancel culture, it seems to only apply in the entertainment realm. In the entertainment realm, look, let me give y'all guys some hints. When it comes to the entertainment business, people have to like you. Your reputation is everything. If the casting director, the publishing company, the production company don't like you, you don't get work. I know a bunch of actors over here in Japan that I've worked with that I will never work with again because they tore their draws with casting agents. I would call this one guy a name, but he got a criminal case pending against him, actually for sexual assault. Matter of fact, I think he's in jail right now. But a guy over here, he would never get another job because of that sexual assault. Because that's his reputation. He was in the newspapers. If your reputation is messed up in acting, nobody wants to hire you. Your reputation follows you. So if you're out here doing outlandish stuff it's going to instantly connect to, look, if you're doing outlandish stuff and the public in general don't like you, then why would they go watch your film? It's literally a popularity contest when it comes to the entertainment field. So how can you cancel somebody? If they don't like you, then the company's going to lose money. It ain't about cancellation. It's about money, bruh. Like, these folks can't make no money off of you. Right? Also, if you get fired from one job, that doesn't mean you got to go back and do the same damn job. You can get another damn job. It happens all the time. People get fired from one job, they go to another job. So I never got the cancellation thing on that end. But why don't we apply this cancel culture theory to other segments of life? Like, why don't we let everybody who's been locked up in prison out? That's a whole section of people who got canceled. Or did they do something criminally wrong and just got locked up? Like, where does cancel culture end? Cancel culture is basically saying, yo, people use the cancel culture word when they disagree with why a person is being held accountable. Because it's all about accountability. And you may disagree with how somebody is held accountable, but it's all about accountability. You do something wrong, and you got to face the consequences behind it. Just like Will Smith. The Academy suspended dude for 10 years. Was that a cancellation? No. And I've been seeing memes saying, oh, we're not going to cancel Will Smith. Like, you have a choice. Will Smith needs to do a little PR work, step his game up, do an apology tour, let this die out. And just like Louis C.K., man, he'll be back out there making movies, dog. Don't nobody really care that much. What y'all do is you let both political sides gas you up into believing that some of this stuff you really care about when you really don't care, dog. Like, most of y'all don't really care about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Y'all don't. In all honesty, it was just funny. It was funny and shocking. But y'all don't really care. Even Louis C.K., it's disgusting, it's gross. Ugh, I can't condone that action. But most of y'all don't care. You really don't. Like, you believe that you care. Like, okay, and let me just make this clear. In most cases, if we all found out it was a dude, it's your job, jacking off in public, y'all would say, man, get the dude the hell out of here. Dude can't work with me. Whatever your job is, let's say you're a school teacher and it's a dude over there jacking off in the teacher's office. He ain't doing it in front of kids, but he in the teacher's lounge just jacking off. Y'all gonna be like, get dude the hell out of here. That's inappropriate. Apply that to Louis C.K. If the entertainment business heard about that, they're gonna be like, hey man, look, dude gotta get the hell out. That doesn't mean though you can't be a teacher to another place or get some help and then go to another job field. Maybe being a teacher is too stressful for you. I don't know. Maybe that's why you like rub one out in public. Maybe you need to go somewhere else. Right? Maybe you need to be a security guard or something like that. I don't know. Right? Maybe you need to sell foot pictures on the internet. You got other outlets, is what I'm saying. But that's not a cancellation. It's people noticing that you got some sick, perverse shit you're doing in public and you need to be held accountable for it. And that's what people are saying with cancel culture. Well, he's counseling him. No, man, they're holding him accountable for his actions. But props to Louis C.K., man, for doing the work, putting out a funny album, and getting an award. Now, I will say this. You have a right to not like the fact that he didn't get an award. But at that point, you're kind of overstepping. Like, you can disagree with the choice, but if dude's putting out good quality work, all right, man, cool. Cool. But I just want to make the point again, man. Cancel culture ain't real. Dave Chappelle didn't get canceled. Never got canceled. Kevin Hart never got canceled. Louis C.K. supposedly canceled, but somehow winning a Grammy. That's because cancel culture ain't real, people. Just want to throw that out there. Yo, DJ L. Spade here. Asking y'all, take a second. After you listen to my podcast, and go check out my new album, El Spadia 2. Get over 200,000 streams on Spotify and over 100,000 streams on Apple Music right now. I think you'll like it. Check it out.
Tell me what you think about it. Hit me up on Instagram at DJ L Spade. Follow me on Facebook at DJ L Spade. Follow me on Twitter. I bet you can guess. At DJ L Spade. Peace.
Okay, guys, let's have the talk. It's good to have the talk ever so often just to clear the air and see where we stand. It's good to have the talk. We're going to have to talk. Both political parties are bullshit. Social media ain't real life. And stop believing everything you read or hear. When you watch the news, always ask, who wants me to know this? And why? Fact check, use Google, get 3 valid sources. Check the AP. Do your own research. Because it's too easy to charge you guys up. And I'm starting to believe that people just like being charged up for no damn reason. Because it's too damn easy. It's super easy to get people charged up in the year of our Lord, 2022. And I think the major culprit is social media. But it's also the news media, because the news media right now is consumer-based. And to be fair to the news media, I worked in news for multiple years. There's only so much a news station can cover, right? So you're expecting cable news to cover every topic. They're not. They're going to cover the main major topics that's going to bring in the most ratings, because news is ad-based, ad revenue-based. They got to sell those ads somehow. And we sell those ads by getting you to look at the screen more. Just like social media. Ain't nobody here for virtuous reasons, right? That's my point. But it's way too easy to get people charged up. And you let them do it to you, man. You just let them do it to you. They're getting you charged up just to get money out of you, just to get your attention. And I'm starting to believe people just like being charged up. Case in point, there's been a recent string of accusations from Republican lawmakers towards Democrats to paint them out as child molesters and pedophiles. You saw it during Judge Jackson's confirmation hearing. Constant questions about pedophilia. Now, here's the thing, right? Everybody can agree pedophilia is bad. It's terrible. And I'm not going to lie. If you call me that, I might have to lay hands on you, bro, because it's that damn disgusting. And nobody in their right mind would support somebody who was into pedophilia. But it's just accusations. They have no proof. Ain't nobody doing no investigations. Ain't nobody trying to get nobody locked up about it. They're just getting you charged up about it. Think about it. If you really thought that the people you work with were pedophiles, some nasty ass pedos, would you not call the police and get them arrested and locked up? Would you not? Because if you wouldn't, and you knew, I'm talking about you actually knew, you had proof that it was pedophiles and you didn't lock them up, then I'm going to consider you a sick fuck too. That's what it is. You're a worthless human being if you know that. But no. We, as the general public, frown upon that. We know it's disgusting. We hate that. We hate people like that. So to get you charged up, they just call the other side that. And most of y'all going to be like, yeah, those nasty-ass people. That's why we can't support them. When you really don't believe that. You believe 51 senators in Congress, in the House, I'm sorry, not the House, the upper house, the Senate, are pedophiles having sex parties. Who was that congressman who just said that, yo, they're having sex parties in Congress? Hold on, let me look dude up. Madison Cawthorn. This dude said... Now, I'm sorry. That dude is a sitting member of Congress, right? And dude said that his colleagues, the people he worked with, invited him to sex parties and to use cocaine. Now, let's just for 1 second pretend like this is true. Like, some of his co-workers asked him to do cocaine and go to sex parties. Why are you snitching? Like, dead ass. Especially as a Republican, I'm assuming since you don't talk to liberals, just that you're talking about your Republican co-workers too. Or maybe he's talking about like Democrats, but once again, why are you even talking to Democrats? It's a whole goddamn group of shit that doesn't make any sense. But why are you snitching? Also, what's the average age of people in Congress? Like what? Like 65? Them sex parties smell like Viagra and Bengay. A little bit of Geritol mixed up with regret. Yo, man, it's not true, dog. Even Madison Cawthorn came out and said, "Yo, I was tripping, dog. That's not true." But why did he say it? Because it's easy to get people charged up when you hear that it's a secret cabal of congressmen having sex parties with cocaine. Now, here's the thing. Every lie has a little grain of truth in it. Because if you remember during the Bush administration, what was that department? The department that was supposed to be keeping the oil companies in check. I forgot the name of that department. But that department was actually snorting cocaine and having sex parties with the oil industry. So every lie has a little grain of truth. And it can be believable. But once again, why are you snitching if that's the case? Because it's not happening. It's not happening. And it's getting everybody charged up. And people like to be charged up. The same thing with critical race theory. It's not being applied anywhere in America. Not being taught. But you need a boogeyman. Ben Shapiro got to make a straw man somehow. And critical race theory is the new straw man, the new boogeyman. Oh, critical race theory. If you just said right now to people, hey man, should we teach the whole full history of America? They're going to agree. And the truth be told, nobody really knows what critical race theory is. Folks ain't went and looked it up. Don't know the tenets of it. Don't know when it started. How it can be applied. The benefits. The downsides. They don't. It's just a boogeyman, bruh. Just a boogeyman. Something to get people riled up. Abortion. Which is probably going to be overturned within the next year. Yeah, Roe versus Wade will probably be gone in the next 3 years, depending on how the court makeup looks. But abortion. You see all type of memes, but Democrats want to kill babies. Do they? Do they? Like, I'm not telling you personally where to believe conception of life begins, but I'm saying nobody wants to kill babies. Nobody. Nobody wants to kill a full-grown baby out the womb like these memes I'm seeing. It's just not it. It's just something to get you charged up, man. Baby's bad. Killing baby's bad. That's how it wants to do it. And people want to score political points off your feelings. I'm just saying, man, stop letting folks manipulate your feelings. Because honestly, most of y'all don't even care about this shit. You don't care. Like, abortion, y'all don't care, dog. Like, you're not really pro-life. Ain't none of y'all out here trying to make a 18-year plan for a baby after it's born. Only thing you know is somebody the imagery of somebody killing a baby hurts your feelings and it seems bad. So let's just control people by saying that's bad. Then after that, you don't care. You're not making plans for a person's life. I mean, y'all not planning out like college and viable career paths for kids. You got people out here trying to kill free lunch, but you're pro-life. I know you got to teach personal responsibility somehow, right? Oh, you shouldn't have had the baby. Well, let me take personal responsibility and get an abortion, but you can't have an abortion. Okay, well, if I can't have an abortion and take personal responsibility and try to, like, plan my future out a little bit better, what should I do? Suffer. But I thought you were conservative. I thought conservatives want minimal government intervention in my life. Yeah, but we got to protect life. But you're literally using the force of the government to tell me what I can and can't do with my body or plan out my family and make choices. So, consequences and repercussions. Because our feelings tell us that it's bad to kill babies. So, yes, our whole points are contradictory and make no sense, but it doesn't matter. Because our feelings. Tell you, man, stop letting these folks gas y'all up, dog. When I go to social media, I'm like, uh-huh. When I see comments on my podcast that are like, stupid, I don't reply. Now, if you make a viable comment on my podcast or any post I make on social media, and I actually want to know what you think, I'm going to engage. But hey, man, what do you think about that? Like, it's rarely that I really try to dunk on somebody. I really don't. Because I honestly don't care, dog. Like, you have a right to have an opinion on my opinion. If you make a good point, I will be the first to be like, oh, man, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. But if you're just trying to stunt, I don't care. I don't get emotionally attached at all, dog. At all. I can read incendiary comments all day and just not reply. I'm like, oh, okay. On my YouTube channel, on Spotify, Instagram, anywhere you leave a bogus-ass comment, I'm like, uh-huh. Because the truth of the matter is, most of the comments not even people, bro. Like, yo. Yo. I made a comment on a Facebook group. What was it? I think it was Democratic Society, or it was either Keep It Real Politics. I made a post. And I got like 10 comments within the first 30 seconds. And I'm like, yo, wait. Ain't no way in hell they listen to this whole damn podcast in 30 seconds. But just because the title, some trigger words came up, it was a bunch of comments, like 10 comments in 30 seconds. And I went to the profiles, bro. Two friends. I'm like, yo, these are bots, bro. Most of this shit is fake, bro. I'm like, yo, why would I waste my time arguing with a bot? And most of y'all let these bots gas y'all up. I mean, look at the grammar on some of these posts. No good grammar. Just making straw men for y'all guys to burn down to get y'all mad. And to be honest, that is modern politics right now. Just a bunch of straw men. So don't let these folks charge you up. Yo, if you like the Common Knowledge Podcast, check out the Random Show, hosted with me and the homie, Alex Lex Caliber Hunter. On the Random Show, we talk about random shit. Follow us on Instagram at random. That's RANDUMB. Random.
Wasn't there an old song that was like, eh, huh? Ah, CB4, Straight Outta Locash.
Oh, yeah. Classic movie, man. Like,
Straight Outta Locash.
Not a good movie, but classic.
I would say good and classic. Not like high art good.
Oh, it's definitely not high art. It's
but
it's low
for the
brow.
Culture, for the
yeah.
culture.
Cultural irrelevance.
It was good.
Yeah, and this is like the first hip-hop movie, honestly.
It's the first one I remember.
Gangsta
that was like,
rap
that was like
movie.
Actually hip-hop.
Yeah, gangsta
like, Juice
rap.
Juice is a, you could say it's a hip-hop movie.
It's
but
an urban
it's,
movie,
It's an
I
urban
guess?
Movie, yeah. yeah. CB4 was straight up gangsta rap.
It's talking about rap.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first movie that I can remember that actually talked about rap in industry plants.
Right.
Way before his time. Like, yo,
right.
somebody who's...
Chris Rock was
yeah,
ahead of his time.
Somebody who was actually not of the culture and doing his gang life.
Yeah.
And talking about the gang shit and the raps and
yeah.
the unrealistic standard of you gotta do everything you rapped about. That is the dumbest shit ever. Even today, man. Like, yo, you gotta literally do everything you rap about? That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, no other genre of music has that standard.
Very true.
Like, what? Like,
very true.
Seriously.
I feel like Pusha T doesn't sell as much coke as he says he does.
Well, you know, No Malice said that. He's like, we wasn't really out there like that. What's, but once
but
again,
it sounds dope when he says it.
Interesting as hell, bro. Like, you can add some fabrication. Ice Cube said it, man. Like, look, you can add reality with some fabrication, man, because it's an art form.
Yeah.
You know, it's a legit art form. Nobody's looking at, like, Quentin Tarantino's movie Django, like, hey, man. So, you know, to be accurate of the time period, you need 55 more niggas. And it's like, yo, nobody's saying it, right? Because it's interpretation. Like,
yeah.
The
yeah.
point was across, like, yo, slavery's bad.
Yeah. Slavery's bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a black hero. Like, that wasn't a thing. I mean, it's roughly based off somebody who did do that. But,
yeah.
you know,
Frederick Douglass needs a movie.
He does need a movie.
Yeah, he's one of the most prolific black people ever.
You want to talk about black folks like in the back in the day who need their own movie? Well, I'm glad Fred Hampton got his movie. Huey P. got his movie. Man, so many MLK
Did Martin
movies.
Get a movie?
MLK's?
Malcolm got a movie.
Yeah, MLK got a movie.
He got a movie?
Plenty of them, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else needs a movie? Yeah, Frederick Douglass.
The author, James Baldwin. He had a documentary.
Yeah,
he had
but
the documentary.
Baldwin do need a legit movie. As a matter of fact,
he's
Baldwin is the guy that we really, man, shit on and don't give him his credit, man. Like,
he
Baldwin
deserves
he
much
does.
More credit.
Way more. Way more.
I think Harriet Tubman had a movie, like a small movie.
Maybe. She needs a
I saw a clip, though. Something. Yeah. Wasn't she supposed to be on, like, the money?
$20 bill, yeah.
Is that, did
we
that
got
die?
Yeah, what is?
I heard
there, man.
Something got passed for somebody. Being on the money, but I don't know if it was her.
It was Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
But we still haven't done that. And I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know if it's a time thing or somebody got to get the the mint right. Like, to get
I hope they have it with that with a revolver on the 20.
You know, here's
have
the thing,
it strapped
right?
up.
If you give me Harriet Tubman, give me young stunner Harriet Tubman. Don't give me Underground Railroad broke down. Like, I've been seeing some. I don't want that one. I want, like, her
yeah.
in her prime.
Can we take Andrew Jackson off the goddamn... What is it, the $5 bill?
Nah, $20. That's what we're passing.
Oh, thank
yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing, right?
Because he was a terrible human. He was
horrible,
even by white standards, he was terrible.
Horrible, bro.
Genocidal, hated every fucking buddy. Fuck the Indians. Fuck these niggas. Kill them all.
Well, here's the thing, right? And we're dealing with American history, coming to grips with it. So when you ask people about that, like, this the whole, it's our heritage. Like, you ain't got to be proud of your heritage, bro. Like, yes, but you ain't got to be proud of it.
I think I think a lot of Germans aren't proud of certain parts of their heritage.
Right? Even the Austrians, because, you know, yeah. that guy came from Austria. Ain't nobody being like, well, it's part of our heritage.
Yeah.
Sieg Heil. Nobody doing that shit,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about, like, I tell people about, yes, it's history, man, but you ain't got to be proud of it. Like, it's okay to be like, yo, that was history.
Kind of fucked up.
Maybe we should get away from
Manifest
that.
Destiny.
Hey, man. Manifest Destiny is the dumbest shit ever when you think about it logically. God told me to take your shit. Yo, that's literally what it is. God said this shit mine, bro. You can't argue with God.
I mean, what do you talk to him? Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Come on. All these TPs. Let me get that fire pit. That's your firstborn. Kill him. And that's your husband. Kill him. You come over here, baby.
And I'm scalping all the people I don't need. You know, this God you don't know about, this white Jesus that you never heard about. Yep, yeah. He said it.
Yep. Yep, fuck your coyote god, fuck your bear god.